Channel Radio. Great music and talk.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 8th of May, with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Bird on a Bike.
All right.
Yeah, cool. So it was a really interesting discussion we were having with Nicola and Alan there about Four Roles, Four Goals. What a fabulous initiative. If you're a business out there, I demand that you get in touch with them and help them out and sponsor them and give them some help and guidance and work experience and all the kind of things they need. And if you don't, I'm going to come around and sort you out. So there you go.
Excellent. Brilliant. Well, thank you. A really positive note as well, yeah. We've had some of people listening, which is great. So
someone's,
this is what,
someone's listening.
There is, Paul, there is. But also what
that's,
I
that's,
love
that's
is...
That's novel.
Is that on imagine that.
Yeah. Is that on Twitter, we get this conversation going. So here you go. Here's some feedback for you, Alan and Nick. So you've got enjoying the conversation with Nicola and Alan. So important that young people are encouraged to pursue jobs and activities that reflect who they are, not who their parents or influence are. Others would be more like them or think they are. So really, so you're getting people, you're stirring some passion up there with people.
It's interesting, isn't it? For the first generation in history, our parents actually don't know very much more about the world of work than we do. Yeah, because it's changing so quickly. That's the problem, is that, well, it's not a problem, it's good, but, you know, the world is changing, and it's changing radically and very quickly. So we're all kind of struggling with this. It was an interesting thing. At the beginning of last week, on LinkedIn put up a banner saying we're 15 years old this year, okay? And it said, what were your aspirations? What were you thinking about as a 15-year-old? What were you thinking about you would do as a future career and da-da-da-da-da? So, of course, I posted on there, but too late. By the time I was 15, I was already at work. And the we started an interesting conversation. Right. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I worked at Turkey Mill. It was a paper mill. And I worked as a dryerman in a paper mill there when I was 15. Okay. And Turkey Mill now no longer exists as a paper mill. It's now a business park. And the funny thing is, in that intervening period of time, there are now four times as many people work there as did when it was a paper mill, in a whole range of different jobs, none of which existed on the day I started in that paper mill in 1970. So in the space of 45-odd years, it's changed completely out of all recognition. And that pace of change is going faster and faster. Mm. It's really interesting stuff.
Can I just add something to that? Mm. That the power of the 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that we ask our junior press team. We say, as a bit of an icebreaker for the person that they're going to talk to, ask them what they was aiming to do at the age of 15.
Mm. It just puts them at their ease because they suddenly... Chief exec of whatever,
When I was 15, I
was actually 15.
Yeah.
It also has to be visible as well. I wanted to be at 15. Do you remember the show Angels?
Yeah.
Right, so I wanted to be a nurse from the age of 13 because it was visible for me to see that's what I wanted.
Yep.
And I'm just, that's just who I am, and I go and action it, and so that's what I became. But it had to be visible for me, so that's what's missing as well. I know there's a big statistic about women in business that won't go into business because there's not many role models or visible role models for us to go to. So that's what you're showing people, actually.
Absolutely.
These are the people that it has to be visible, tangible, touchable, feedable.
Absolutely, that is, you've just nailed it as far as I'm concerned, Bird. It is about seeing the kind of things that you can do, because you know you can talk about it until the cows come home, but it's meaningless. You know, it's meaningless. When I left school when I was 14, and back then our careers officer, it was hilarious. You go in and he go, army.
Yes.
You know, I don't like guns. He'd go, dockyards. And that was it. And that was the end of the
career. Right.
Yeah. And a thought of a career just didn't exist. But the funny thing was, back then as well, of course, once you started a job, you were expected to do it for 50 years.
Yeah.
I worked at Turkey Mill. The mill went bust in the miners' strike of 71 because it was coal fired, which is when it shut down. And I was made redundant. My dad beat the crap out of me. You're 15 years old and you've already lost one job. You know, you're never, nobody's ever going to take you seriously again. You know, whereas now, the statistics are you will have 17 different jobs in 7 different careers over the course of your 50 years at work.
But that's not necessarily a good thing either.
No,
you know, the loyalty that we've lost in that is maybe a quality we need to replace.
Sure, but I think that's true, but it's loyalty to what, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, loyalty to an organisation or loyalty to an idea is the crucial thing, as far as I can see.
Well, isn't
knowledge
that both?
And expertise is a big thing as well.
Exactly. It's a fascinating subject, and we love what you're doing, guys.
Thank you.
Keep on doing it. And you lot out there, help them. Otherwise, we'll be round and sort you out, okay? Good. We're going to do a few more emails and tweets and stuff like that, and then we're going to talk to some more lovely guests that have been delivered by Nettie.
Well, we've got some great tweets coming through now. Everybody, why are you all glaring at each other, all, like, lovingly? No, what's going
matron.
On?
Matron. Yeah. Matron.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got some really great tweets coming through. It says CBS for Kent. At Vanilla Web, you came first this time. And Bird at B Bunker, please give me a shout out. Small independent energy broker. Get a quote from me. It may be better than your renewal quote. Big is not always better. Try a small business for change. Also, before you go on, there was another one that somebody wanted to put right. Did you see it? I've lost it now. Why does he do that, Mr. Andrews?
Oh, Twitter does that to you.
Does my head in.
Mm.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, sure.
That's terrible, isn't it? It does my head in.
It does my head in. And my lover. It does my head in, my lover. You didn't know she was a pirate, did you? Yeah.
That's terrible, isn't it? Where has it gone to?
I'll tell you what, while you're looking for that, I'll read a tweet from Sue Tappenden. Looking forward to being on the Business Bunker show in July to talk about the importance of support for business owners and leaders that goes beyond business goals. And we're looking forward to having you on, Sue. Do follow Sue. Tappenden Sue, T-A-P-P-E-E. I'll try that again. T-A-P-P-E-N-D-E-N Sue, S-U-E. Tappenden Sue. Give her a follow. I saw a tweet from Venomtech as well with a venom of the day as well. I wanted to read that. Have you seen that?
No.
Have you found your tweet yet?
No. Carry on. Fill in.
Well, it's Alex Waterton has tweeted, Vanilla Web, listening to the Business Bunker show. F Keys, that's his company, today while working on a 20-day staff development plan to increase staff productivity at an international company in Herne Bay. So, nice one, Alex.
Well, just to do a rectification of what I did earlier, you know, we were talking about, I nearly said his name then. My God, that's terrible. The King's Summit. Do you remember we were talking about that?
The geezer what wrote Think and Grow Rich.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Please don't say it because it's one of our competitions and we have got people starting to do it already. Hopefully they didn't get in before me. Just saying. Anyway, I didn't mention that actually when it was or where it was, helpful to do that. So with the support of Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce, the King's Summit Conference will take place, get ready for this, Canterbury Cathedral Conference Centre on the 15th of June, and tickets can be purchased at www.
Wibbly Wobbly Way.
The Kings Summit.com. So that's the 15th of June at Canterbury Cathedral Conference Centre, and that's the King's Summit.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Barry at Me Now. He said,
that was the one.
Oh, was that the one?
He mucked up last week.
Yeah, Vanillaware Business Bunker. As I completely messed up my shout-out last week, could you please give FC Tankerton a shout-out for their golf day, which we are sponsoring? It is, in fact, on June the 8th, not the 9th, as I said last week. So let's do that again. It's FC Tankerton have a golf day in which they're raising funds, and it's taking place on June the 8th. Do follow Me Now. Me Now CO is their Twitter handle. Give them a follow.
June the 8th? Or June the
9th? No, it's June. Don't confuse
I'm
it.
I'm just asking. That's June the 8th. Yes, good.
It's on June the 8th.
Good.
The 8th of June. The day after the 7th. The day before the 9th. Just to be clear.
Thank you.
In case anyone's in any doubt anymore. What you got, Bird?
Oh, Venues and Events Expo. Oh, I'm excited about this, you know. Yeah. This is in the Southeast. It's the first one ever in the Southeast. This is Thursday the 31st of May at Kent Event Centre at Detling. Now, I've just said it, but this is the first event of its kind in the Southeast. They've done it elsewhere, London's mass on these things, but it's been brought to us here. So it's a one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for events. So whether you are organising a business event, a meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. So let's just go through what people need. You need audio. You don't realise you do. If you've got more than 20 people in a room, you need audio. So you need to find out where to get them. It's really difficult. What food? So I'm just putting on an event. Did I mention that? Release Your Brilliance is coming back again. So we do this twice a year. The amount of effort and the infinite detail where you optimize. It's all about optimizing your event to do something not bigger and better, but just to really get what the people want, who you want in the room. What do they want? And that's what's going to come from this here. So this is at, you need to go and have a check them out, www.
World Wide Web.
Which is
you always wait until I've got a mouthful of coffee to do that.
Well, Nettie, you know the score. You could have come in.
You pointed at him.
Oh, okay.
That
I'll do
true.
It
now.
As
that
a global
true.
Thing.
No, we'll fight then.
Okay.
Stick with Paul.
www.worldwideweb.venuesevents.expo.co.uk and go and check them out, because even for myself, I will be really going there. I'm going. Are you going?
I'm going.
I'm going.
I'm going. I'm running. Wait for this. I'm running the silent seminar. That's a first, isn't it?
Silent, go on, tell me
silent,
more.
Silent. Now, what it is, it's a company that got some technology that enable you to run a silent seminar.
Why so would you want to?
Well, hold on, let me explain.
All right.
Yeah, because it's really quite clever, this.
Why do you want to?
So you say that, she got me by the throat.
Why?
Quick, come on.
Basically, if you're running a workshop or a seminar in the midst of a big event,
yeah,
and you don't want to annoy people, it's all done through headphones and technology.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's a great way, because you're absolutely keeping everybody's focus.
Yeah.
Excellent. I once,
I used to work as a motivational speaker, and I was doing a talk in Frankfurt in Germany to 700 IT managers, German IT managers. And I was the first speaker on in the graveyard shift after lunch. And the translator came up to me and she said, "Oh, can I have your notes?" And I went, "I haven't got any." She said, "Can I have your slides?" "I haven't got any." She said, "What are you talking about?" I went, "I don't know. I haven't decided yet." And she went, "Oh, well, can we do a test?" I went, "Yeah, okay." So I went up on the stage and I just said a few words. And she said, "Paul, I'm really sorry, I don't speak Cockney." And I went, "Well, we'll just have to go with it." So they all had headphones on and she was translating. And after about 5 minutes, they all started taking their headphones off. And I'm thinking, "Oh, blimey, we've lost this." But they were great. They all joined in English instead. Good fun. I found a tweet from Venatech. And this is really interesting as well. Venom Tech. "Hi, Vanilla Web. As Jules Serkin loves a venom of the week, we thought we'd send you a pic of our giant emperor scorpion, as their venom helps scientists to understand how nerves and muscles work. Thought you'd also like to do Toxin Tuesday with GRC Venoms on this great day of the week." And then Jules has butted in on Twitter and said, "Yeah, but can you do anything to cure my wrinkles?" So they replied, "We could probably put together a nice anti-wrinkle cream from some scorpion venom to go with our other new venom cosmetics. And then they give me a link, venomtech.co.uk/products. So you can actually find their scorpion based anti, they got bee venom and snake booster oil and scorpion venom. I really, really want to inject Jules's face with scorpion venom. I really do.
You've got issues.
I know. But it'll cure her wrinkles,
He's
apparently.
Chat out off air, I think.
Yeah.
Off air, we'll have to deal with it off air.
Yeah. Take it outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Venom Tech were very nice to me.
Yeah.
On the tweet. Did you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for the retweet, Vanilla Web. Great to hear Birdman biking co-host chair. Thanks, Venom Tech.
Oh, you're getting famous now, aren't you? People are talking to you.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
It's Bird.
It's yeah. Okay, so the Festival Musica Nigella. The Festival Musica Nigella is an annual international classic music festival that takes place on the coast. Oh, you've given me this one. This is the French bit, isn't it?
Mange too.
Oh, Stephen, where are you when I need you? Okay, on the Côte d'Opel. Is that right?
Yeah.
Excellent. This year, the festival returns for its 13th edition from 24th of May to the 3rd of June with the theme, The French Touch. As they do each year, Oliver Carew, the festival's president and passionate supporter of classical music, and its art director, now this isn't French, Takenori Nimoto, yep, have invited a group of internationally renowned Eurodevil artists to perform at the festival. The email goes on. You just need to get yourself there. It is, you see what I've done there?
I do.
Total professional at the pinpoint of it all. Home of the festival is the small picturesque village of Teen Noël. And Teen Noël lies between the Bay de Somme, see, I told you, and famous for its orthogenical park.
I'll put all this in deliberately.
How's it going? Yeah.
In France. In France. Thank you. It's in France. So it's the gateway to the rolling green countryside of the Seven Valleys.
The Set Valley.
Yeah, I know. So Montreuil-sur-Mer. See, you didn't know, because I used to have a house that was about 45 minutes away from Montreuil. It's absolutely beautiful.
Gorgeous, isn't it? It's
beautiful,
absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So this is all Berck-sur-Mer. This is all, it's really down from Nord-Pas-de-Calais. So this is northern France. So it's really attainable for us to get to.
Yeah.
It's seaside resort towns famous for their extensive white sandy beaches. I've also kite surfed over there. It's awesome.
Le Touquet-la-Plage.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. So this is the festival's website. It's www.
World Wide Web.
Which is the musicanigella.fr. Okay? But we have it on our website anyway.
We do indeed.
But that's a really good email, Mr. Andrews. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
You didn't realise that I had a house 45 minutes down the road.
It's a lovely place, my trails.
Beautiful.
Samir, isn't it?
Yeah. We used to have a house in Erin, and it's just an amazing area.
In fact, Celine, the lady that sent me that, she lives there in Montreal.
Yeah.
And she's a concert pianist as well. And
yeah.
They love it there. Yeah.
It's amazing. So yeah. I would love to go to that festival.
Yeah. No. And there's loads of things happening. All and it's easy to pop backwards and forwards
so
to different things.
Easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah. Go to it. It's good stuff.
All right.
The Business Awards 2018 nominations are now open for the Sevenoaks Business Awards. If you'd like to nominate someone or indeed nominate yourself, you can do that by emailing admin.tp at sevenoakstown.gov.uk. And I happen to know that the awards ceremony is taking place in September, and I know that because I'm the chairman. Cool. Good.
You're the chairman to everything.
I am, actually.
We got ZC Live, one day social media and digital
I'm cheering
event.
That too.
I know.
Oh, I might cancel my ticket.
Oh.
I can't go. I can't go. Can you believe it? We're travelling up because I'm racing that weekend. Friday the 1st of June 2018, Strood Academy in Rochester, Kent, 8:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. Guess what, Alan? It's your hatred word.
No.
It's free.
It's only free, isn't it?
It's only gone and done it, Alan. It's free to attend.
Oh. It's a free parking as well.
Don't get me started on the parking. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business. You will learn how to create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with the international speaker, business owner and TV commentator, one and only Zoe Cairns. Now, here's the things. How to build your online presence and awareness. How to become a successful influencer within your field. How to turn your knowledge into a product. And how to increase your leads via digital marketing. If you have any grey area around that, you've got to go. It's just a great place to be, great networking. They'll have got Molly Moodle Media there on the live. Everybody will be running around going mad. Idiot. To book your, sorry, Alan, free place, you need to go to zcsocialmedia.com.
Is it free?
It's free.
Good. Okay. This isn't free, but it's worth the money. And I'm going. I'm definitely going. It's to the Black Deer Festival of Americana and Country, taking place at Eridge Park, just outside Tunbridge Wells, on the 22nd to the 24th of June. It's a weekend festival. It's not just a country music festival. There's loads of other things happening. There's barbecuing skills, there's cooking skills, there's kids' playgrounds, there's all kinds of things. But the lineup is unbelievable. There's dozens and dozens of acts. So I'm only going to name some of them. Kiefer Sullivan.
Really?
Yep.
He's really there.
Kiefer Sullivan is really there.
Really, really there.
Really there.
I saw this. I'm sorry to stop you, but I saw it and it really grabbed my attention. I thought, oh my God, is he really there?
He really is there.
Excellent.
And Ashley Campbell, who's the daughter of Glenn Campbell, she's there. Sam Palladio, if anybody's watched Nashville.
No.
Yeah. The Webb Sisters, a fantastic lineup. Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the Black Deer Festival of Americana and Country Music at Eridge Park, Kent, on the 22nd to the 24th of June. If you go to blackdeerfestival.com, you can find out the whole lineup, how to book your tickets, what's going on. You can organise your glamping, your camping and all the things that you want to do. I'm going. I'll see you there because it's brilliant.
Excellent. Just to carry on from social media, we've got social media in a box, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah,
I've seen a box.
Yeah. I felt one on Thursday.
One.
Have you got one? Isn't it awesome?
Hold on. Are you allowed to say that on the radio? I've felt your box.
This is us too. It's how you interpret what we say.
Well,
is
anyway,
it really?
Yeah.
It's not free. Brilliant. But it's been reduced.
To £99?
To £99. So this is a strategy workbook, planner and videos. Guess what, Nettie?
Go on.
It's in a box.
I know.
So, are you looking to increase your success with your social media activities? Would you like to put together your social media strategy and be more organised over the next year with content ideas, campaigns and engagement? So, what ZC have done, they've put it in a box. It is, honestly, I loved it. I went into their office on Thursday and I saw Tara and I was going, can I just touch one? She said, open one up. And it is awesome.
It's gift wrap.
We love a box to open up because I'm going to do this with my apparel because they've got yoga in a box as well. We all like boxes to open. We all like a little note saying...
It's called unboxing.
I know. Do you remember you used to do that years ago?
We used to do it on the radio.
Yeah.
You used to do unboxing on the radio.
Which sounds crazy because you can't see it.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it worked.
But it worked as well. So to purchase your copy, you need to go to zcsocialmedia.com and go and grab your Start Social Media in a Box.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back again, for another month, the lovely Annette Bunn.
You almost sounded convincing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's
for
back.
For another
month. She's turned up again.
Good sake.
Yeah. And it is a pleasure. It is always a pleasure to welcome Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting, who are great supporters of the Business Bunker Show, and we really do appreciate Rift and all the support and help they've given us. And they always bring us the most lovely of guests to talk to.
Always.
So, Nettie, first, absolutely, you never do. That is absolutely true. And...
No just, pressure.
Yeah. And if you go to bizradio.co.uk website and click on the Rift button, you can hear all the interviews of all the guests that Rift have bought us over the years,
and they're all there.
And there's a lot of them. They're all fairly short interviews, you know, 15-20 minutes, so they're all really interesting, a whole range of diverse people.
Apart from today, we're doing 3 hours for you.
Yeah, exactly. So how have you been, Nettie?
I've been good. I was just gonna say, actually, last week, Tuesday evening, I went to a blast.
Did you?
I did.
At Oakwood Park.
Oh my life. How that has developed over the last few years has been amazing. I hadn't been for probably about 3 or 4 years.
It was huge this year, wasn't it?
It was really good looking at all these entrepreneurs thinking up their new things that they're doing. And really interested with these small businesses. One guy who seems to be doing really, really well, and I've since followed him on Twitter, is literally doing mobile bike repairs for proper bike racers.
Yeah.
You know, so these people who their bikes are serviced regularly, they want all the stuff done, and very often they've got busy lives. This is the equivalent of their gym quite often, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, he was doing that. There was people... AM Marketing Stand, obviously I tagged you in. We were both on their stand.
We were.
What's that about?
I know, pictures of us.
You pay money to print a new stand, you put me and you on it.
I know.
Seriously, they've got no friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, just the... It was so interesting, right down to this really great artist who's really good at drawing things like foxes, horses... Mm. She's built a whole range of like cushion covers, chairs, all stuff like this, which is now going into, I can't remember what store she said, so I won't make it up, but you know.
I've got to make it up.
Oh, John Lewis and Harris.
Yeah, of course
no,
it is.
It's not.
I've seen them in there.
But you know, clearly something she's really good at, something she's very clever at design with, and you know, building this stuff up. And these are all good Kent businesses that I would imagine loads of them, another 4 or 5 years could be household names. Really good to see.
Yeah.
And the guys that are now running it, Stuart Tanton and Liam Benn, is it?
Yeah.
They've got a different ethos to it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's just so good to see.
Yeah. It's grown and grown and grown. I first went 4 or 5 years ago. I couldn't go this year. I was at a different event. But I first went 4 or 5 years ago, and it was a good event then, but it was quite small. But it's just got huge, isn't it?
I would seriously recommend people take it seriously because it's good. They've got good funding. Yeah. You know, the Kent Foundation does a great job with what limited they've got. But, you know, to showcase all those businesses.
Absolutely.
To be part of all of them
was good.
Really good.
Yeah. And some of the alumni from Kent Foundation, people like Amy and companies like that, have gone on to be award-winning companies.
Oh,
so
there's a number of them there.
And there's lots of them.
Yeah,
so
there really is. So it's really, it's credit to them, really. And I don't think they blow their trumpet enough about it, if I'm really honest. Apart from that, I've just been at the desk working, had the weekend off, nice and sunny.
You had the weekend off?
Yeah, I did.
What's all that about?
I know.
You'll have to do that. You're my accountant, so I don't expect you to have the weekend off.
I expect you to be slaving
over my VAT returns or something.
I checked every hour on the hour for your email, but it wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
No,
okay.
So I didn't have to do it.
That's okay then. I'll let you off then. Yeah. So who have you bought us this week, Nettie?
Catherine.
Have you?
No, I think Catherine and I must have met probably about 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. How am I doing? Memory-wise. About 2 years ago when she got...
In John Lewis?
No, no. In my office.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because I can't actually remember how we were introduced or whether or not you found us or what happened, but you got given an amazing opportunity that you were really scared of.
I thought to meet you then.
Yeah, that was pretty,
that's scary. That is the most scary thing you could do.
Catherine, please give it a word.
What did I say?
You called her Caroline.
I'm so sorry.
Could be Caroline today.
Can't you be Caroline today?
No, John, she can't.
Sorry.
So, and so we sort of went from there, really, and this was all new. So I'll let her tell you her story. But, you know, this was an opportunity that I think you did the best you could with.
Yeah. Well, so, I did meet you 2 years ago. It's flown by. But I used to... I've been in media sales for... started in 2003,
right.
So quite a while, working my way up, started at Haymarket Publishing. So started as a sales executive on Classic Femme magazine, but worked my way up, worked on some titles you probably know of, What Car, Auto Car, Piston Heads, and then...
What did she just call me?
I heard it. Piston Head. Yeah. I love it.
I'll edit that out.
Beat that.
This moment on.
There's no need to be like that, is there?
But as I worked my way up, then went off to have my son, who's now 5, went off to maternity leave, came back, and obviously situations changed. So decided to move to Kent near family and went to work for Kelsey Publishing. So Kelsey owned probably about 60 magazines now, of which I was heading up the Classic Car portfolio.
Okay.
Did that for 2 years. And then given a great opportunity, like you said, of Kelsey like outsourcing. So they obviously put their sales operation out to tender for their Classic Car titles, of which obviously I threw my hat into the ring and won the tender. Then it was left the daunting task of myself,
actually
my own
doing
company.
It.
Yeah,
it is. Oops. A great idea up to that
Oops.
Moment.
Yeah.
So there's some great things that I've heard you talk about today already. First off, you've got to name your company. How do you come up with a brand that hasn't been done? How do you know what to call yourself that represents what you do?
That's a very important point as well, and it's harder now than it's ever been, because not only have you got to come up with a name, but you have to find something that you can get all the URLs for, the Twitter
absolutely,
handles, the Facebook
yeah.
pages, without yeah. infringing somebody else's copyright.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's scary, knowing how to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But originally we did, I heard you playing Fleetwood Mac as your intro now, so yeah. we did originally call ourselves Tusk Media, as okay. we like Fleetwood Mac,
yeah.
But decided actually Tandem Media, cause the point of it, we are a third-party outsourced media sales consultancy. So what we want to do is work alongside publishers, sort of trade associations, member associations, event organisers to help them, you know, tailor a bespoke package to them to get the most out of their commercial assets and their collateral. So effectively, Tandem Media is, we're on the ride with you, so we're helping you to.
I see what she did there. I see what she did there. Yeah, okay.
Once she won that contract and knew she had to set a business up, she really started working on
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
absolutely. But then it was, yeah, how on earth do you go about setting up your own business? Where do you start? I've always had a support network around me and known what to do. And also, it was in a new area. I hadn't lived in Kent. I moved from Twickenham to Ashford.
Right.
So I did do the Chamber of Commerce, did a seminar on starting up, who in turn, it's the networking effect. Obviously, they had an RBS representative who then passed me on to Annette. And I could say the most, you've helped me enormously of... you recommended where we are currently based, so Evegate. Just even finding an office is quite difficult. Mm-hmm. Looking in Ashford Town Centre is hugely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Want you to sign up for 3 years to a space.
And there isn't any.
And there isn't any, yeah. And there's no parking. And there's where do you even begin? Mm-hmm. So Evegate's been... I can't... you know, big them up enough. They've been brilliant for new startup companies. That they will expand with you or increase, hopefully not the case, but decrease with you, you know, but be flexible in how you're doing it. So we've actually, I started off in a little room, 3 people. We've now got 6 people. We start off with 6 brands, magazine brands, a classic car portfolio with 1 client. We're now up to 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 brands that we're working with 5 different clients. So,
Are they all magazines?
Magazines and events.
Right.
So, and we started off in the consumer. So, year one was get it right for,
yeah.
learn how to run a business, get it right for Kelsey Publishing, and deliver what we are meant to deliver for them, which is revenue.
Right.
I've now up to 13 magazine brands with them. An umbrella portfolio for all those magazine brands and an event. So I will I'll plug the event.
Absolutely.
Peter James, Bromley Pageant and Motoring. So which is a great event happening on 17th of June, Father's Day. So great opportunity to bring your dad along. And then we are working with another publishing company with 2 more magazines. We have just signed a contract for 2 other magazines, which I don't know if it fits in. You've all mentioned motorbikes today, so we're doing American V and Spirit 1901, which are the Indian motorbikes.
I believe you.
Yeah.
it's interesting, isn't it? Listening to you talk about this is fascinating, because people will tell you quite sincerely that print is dead. Mm. A few years ago, I owned a software company that sold software into the media industry. Primarily for newspapers and magazines. And of course, the newspaper industry is dead, yeah? Mm. But the magazine industry certainly is not.
Yeah.
And still, one of the biggest selling magazines is Carp World, would you believe?
Yeah.
You know, specialty magazines are still big business. They're not suffering the same as newspapers and general run of the mill print.
Yeah. The type of it has changed. So, yeah. Like you said, the newspapers are, it's news you can get at touch of your fingers now you know, the internet and everything.
Yeah.
But people want to sit down and relax and read about their hobbies, classic cars being one. You know, that's their switch-off time and they want something printed. But then they need the website to back that up as well, of that there are this news happening, so you need to get the balance right
for that.
And then events creep into it as well. Now there are so many classic car events. Kelsey ran their Jap Fest at the weekend, but they've got loads of events going up, so
it's funny that juxtaposition of that. As it happens, my youngest son Stu, he's business development manager for a magazine, he works for a company called Last Word, and he runs a magazine called Expert Investor, which is aimed at hedge funds, and they run a magazine and an event alongside it.
Yep.
Yeah, and so that seems to be a business model that a lot of people are kind of following now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, all the B2B titles, so we work with The Negotiator, and Horticultural Trade Association, they have events, awards, conferences.
Exactly.
It's got to, and people are, we're obviously looking at it from the commercial side of things, but people have the same marketing budget, but need to reach the whole audience, some of which go to events, some of which use online, some of which still read magazines.
But the interesting thing about what you do from a sales and marketing point of view is it's highly targeted demographic marketing, isn't it? Because you know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's changed. You know, if you look at newspapers, just run-of-the-mill newspapers, radio stations, TV even to some extent, was always just mass market, where you threw a load of stuff at it and hope that a percentage of it stuck.
Yeah.
That's been taken over by the internet, because you can do that on the internet vastly cheaper. But what I call demographic marketing, I don't know what a proper term for it is, it still is incredibly valuable and incredibly highly targeted, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Yeah, even down to our flagship title, Classic Van and Pickup, or Triumph World, you know, you are targeting Triumph enthusiasts or drivers of, and they all own or want to own a Triumph.
It's funny you should say that.
I haven't.
I used to have, but many, many years ago. But funnily enough, on Sunday, we went to the local park, and there was a chap there that had a Triumph Tiger 100, which I hadn't seen forever, a 1960s Tiger 100. And I said, oh, that's a Triumph Tiger. And he went, yeah. And then an hour later, he's still telling me about it, you know, which is great, you know. But you're absolutely right.
That's that industry as well.
Yeah,
they love talking about it. They love it.
Yeah.
They're passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it is very targeted. So no matter what the circulation is as well, it's you're reaching the audience you
that
need to
people
reach.
Want to get to.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that Bromley event's really good.
Yeah,
I've got a classic car myself, although Morris is in the garage still needing his radiator put back in.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, we...
So what have you got, Nick?
I've got a Morris Mini.
Have you?
1960, yeah.
Really?
So do you read Mini World? Is that...
No, do you know, I read so much on Minis and loved them so much that actually I didn't have, you know, anything else to do, so I get rid of anything that sort of takes up my time and sort of does things now. But yeah, I mean, I love my mini car.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been going now, Catherine?
So, just over 18 months. Launched on 31st of October 2016, which is also my birthday and Halloween. So it was a good birthday.
Cool. So it's still very much in the early stage, although it sounds like you're growing quite quickly.
Yep.
Which is, it's always difficult to manage growth effectively as well. You know, a lot of people think, oh, you know, the opposite is worse, but sometimes managing growth is a really difficult task. It sounds like you're going really well, though. I mean, do you have big plans for the future? Where are you heading towards?
Yeah, so, well, you've hit the nail on the head that it is, growth is brilliant, but you find yourself, you don't want to have too much work. You don't have, what we don't want to do is not, you know, provide a good job for our
clients.
Exactly,
you can overreach yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know, I don't want to scare you, but... most businesses that go bust not because they don't have a full order book, but because they can't manage anymore.
Yeah.
You know, their cash flow goes out the window because they've got too much work, they've taken on too much, they're in too many different areas, and they can't manage what they're doing. Yeah.
I think we learned a lesson quite early on with taking on, as a new business, you want to take on everything, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
And you think you have to. And we probably, you know, we took on a few things which probably was a lot of work for not... you know, enough revenue to actually support that with the staff that we'd need. So we learned quite a few lessons early on, and now we're quite selective. And I'll be honest with the clients if I feel actually we can't deliver the best for you at this moment of time.
You know, again, that is a classic example of people, all of us, when we start a business, you'll just do anything. If somebody asks you, you'll do it because, you know, you're just desperate for the work. But it's not always conducive. Yeah, it's not always the right thing. And at some point as a business, you have to get to the point where you start to sack customers.
Yeah.
Because you have to, because some of them just are not worth your time.
We did. I mean, we went through quite a big review. Oh, my husband actually came to join the company, so a big shift at the beginning of this year. Right. He's in media sales and comes more from a B2B background.
Right.
So can bring a whole wealth. The great thing is I've got support there of people you can bounce ideas around and make it work, and you know, push each other and be there if you need to be out at a meeting. There's someone there to look after the job. But
absolutely, it's about flexibility, isn't it?
Yeah, but we need to make, obviously, it's going from a good full-time salary to two of us relying on this. It's quite a daunting task, which is where, you know, Rift advice of we didn't want to do that too early.
Yeah.
But we know then we can grow it. So going back to your question of where we're going, we've got, in the world of publishing, there's a whole host of, you want to provide the whole service, which, you know, hopefully, let's just get everything going smoothly. And then there's the production side of things, the credit control, you know, or if you can offer all of that to a client, we want to be agile in our offering, and people, when they're outsourcing, want you to take on that role and that
position.
So I suppose that's our next sort of planning session. But I think at the moment we've grown so much in 18 months that we're just getting on top of stuff, and it's running smoothly and well, and it's a lot of plates spinning, but it's great. Couldn't recommend it enough. But
you've also brought some staff with you, didn't you? Which was interesting.
So I learnt what Toopy transfer was.
All right, okay.
We started on a great note. We're Toopy in.
Oh, you're going to dive into all of it then?
But that was learning curve. But Kelsey, it was in Kelsey's interest that this worked for them as well. So
of course,
Kelsey, the support which came with that, you know, and the Toopy transfer and everything like that as well. But you do need a startup cost, and you do need a good sales plan, and know that this can work and sit and do your figures. But started with one member of staff came with me. The rest, because I was transferring from Cuddam, which is near Orpington, to Ashford. So therefore, that's a big commute for a lot of people.
And then
we started off one person came in pretty quickly, so the three of us, another person by the December, and then recently we've gone up to six.
Good stuff. So onwards and upwards. It's good fun running a business, isn't it? Because it's every day's a learning day.
Well, you see, even things like I didn't know how do you send out a magazine in the post? You know, is it six stamps or a, I've always relied on the
what do you mean I've got to weigh it?
We've now got a franking machine, but little things like that. I'm rubbish at
IT. But you're
IT.
So right, and there's so much, like we say, there's so much generic support for startups. But there's not that bit that sits down with an individual enough and says, you need this, and this. Or tell me what you want, and then let's look at it reasonably and decide what's affordable and what matters and what's important.
It's funny, because it kind of goes back to what Nicola and Alan were saying earlier about young people. You know, unless you know, you don't know what you don't know, basically. Yeah. And when you launch yourself into something, it's experimental, isn't it? You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And there's somebody out there that does know, but you need to find them and ask them, kind of thing, or learn as you go along.
Yeah. And it's quite weird. You go into the you become expert in what you're doing, and you know you're good at what you're doing. Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be launching it. But in exactly. I don't know how to run the company. And it has been, I've run big sales teams, I know how to manage people, but then you've always had a HR department, you've always had an IT, you've always had all those support networks, which, you know, you were great in Evegate, but you recommended IT support and things that are new to the area
and there's all kinds of things in running your own business that you would never ever, no matter what you did, experience in a bigger corporate, you know. Right. Do you register for VAT now? Yeah. You know, do you do flat rate VAT? You know, what about business rates? Yeah. You know, all the kind of things that just never touch a big corporate even,
yeah.
You know, anybody that works in it, because it's all a million miles away. All of those kind of things have to be learnt and dealt with and answered. And, of course, most of them don't help in any way, shape or form with anything you're trying to do.
And it's also that bit about the right advice, because the man in the pub knows an awful lot.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a reason he's sitting in the pub. Exactly. That's what you've got to remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're not careful, too many people, what is it? You can't put a price on bad advice. And
yeah,
it's as simple as that.
Exactly.
It might look good, or it might feel cheaper, or it might not be right. And I'm certainly not saying Catherine went that route, but too many people do. They listen to the wrong advice.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
And that's where it goes wrong as well.
Yeah. Mm. And even if they listen to other business people, what suited you as a business isn't necessarily right for someone else.
Exactly.
And, you know, you see that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't name names, but Nettie Riff were doing something for me recently with a business that I've just acquired, only to find that they've registered the business completely wrongly and they can't actually do what they say they're going to do because the business isn't registered
we
to
do it.
You just can't do that. Sorry, you just can't do it.
They red-taped themselves up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the first one of that sort I've actually seen. Mm, I've seen some interesting ones, but that was a good one.
Yeah, it was. And it's, at the moment, we can't find a way out of it for them. Because, anyway, we'll get there eventually. But they painted themselves into a corner because they took some bad advice from someone.
Yeah.
And it was just totally the wrong thing. And it was a really simple thing, really tinily simple, but it wasn't what they should have done. And there you go. And they painted themselves into a corner. But anyway, you haven't done that because you have taken good advice. You're kind of six people now after 18 months, which is pretty fast growth, really, to be honest. And how many titles are you working on?
I was counting them up. There's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, about 19.
Wow.
About 19 brands that we're working across. Those include events as well and awards, conferences and things like that.
Yeah. I've got to ask a really bit of a sexist question here.
Yeah,
so how many boys have you got? Bearing in mind you're dealing with motorbikes and classic cars and petrol heads. Obviously yourself excluded.
There are three boys and three girls, actually. But most of the girls actually work on the motoring side. There's only one boy which works on the motoring side. I think the men do quite like a lady's voice, and they do well at selling.
I'm not surprised. I don't mean it in any way like that, but it is that bit that's quite interesting in that people assume that classic cars and classic bikes belong to men. And I've got a number of friends who are girls that also own them, and you're obviously own one yourself, Nick, so you're sitting right here. So it does happen a lot, but I think there is that bit that, well, what would a girl know?
Yeah, there's still... but it is great how the salespeople... I mean, we really have to get under the skin and get to know our brands and our products. I'm not going to say we're experts, we're never, not the editorial team, but the girls do know a hell of a lot. So,
good, aren't they? Yeah. That'd be a fun game, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, funny enough,
ask me a car question.
How many pistons?
How many tappets on a... on a 1923... No, I've just had a message, actually, from Sue Tappenden, who says, Catherine is great. Do you see what she did there? Catherine's great. I love it when women and men, of course, do their thing so successfully whilst they have a lot of other stuff going on in their lives. So important to get objective support with all of that beyond the business advice, especially if you work with your husband. that's from Sue Tappenden. Yeah.
Advice on that, I believe. Everyone's given me advice on that.
Yeah, but don't listen to any of it.
Make sure you've got your own hobbies, that's it.
Yeah, that's very true, very true.
On that note, Catherine, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. It's
been a pleasure to talk to you, and we wish you continued success with your new startup company.
Yeah.
And your, was it 19 titles you were working across?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. Very impressive. And
thank you.
All power to you and to your team. Nessie, thank you for introducing us to Catherine.
You're very welcome. I'm sure she'll follow on from now on.
Yes. Absolutely.
First time on radio.
Yeah.
if people want to find out more about what you do, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, best way is on the website, so tandemmedia.co.uk. I do have a Facebook and a Twitter account, but yet to be fully populated, so we're
it will
there.
Be now. It will be now. Trust me, it will be now.
We'll work on it.
You'll log on and go, whoop, whoop. I think I'll come back to that later.
Or do contact, all my contact details are on the website, or my email address is catherine.rowe, R-O-W-E, at tandemmedia.co.uk. But fantastic. Tandem like the bike.
Fantastic. The website is on the Kent Business Radio website, and we'll stay there forever because it will be on this show, 376, so you can always find it there. For the moment, Catherine, thank you so much. Nettie, thank you so much for introducing Catherine and talking to us about a fabulous new business here in Ashford, based at Evegate Park.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Evegate were a publishing company as well, were they not, at one stage?
Were they?
I think they were. I'm fairly sure they were. I'm pretty sure they started off as a publishing company at one point.
I'll investigate.
Yeah, have an investigate. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did. Or maybe I'm just getting confused with a publishing company that was based there, but, you know.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure they were. Okay. Cool. Good. Have you got anything else you need to read, Bud?
Yep, Women in Business Networking Lunch.
Yeah, go for it.
We've got Kubi Springer, who used to do one of our shows, didn't she?
On this parish, yeah.
Yep, she was. So she builds brands. And also, if I'm right, didn't we do this last time? Jill Monk is the other speaker on
she
the
is
day.
Indeed, yeah.
So this is chaired by Emma Lydiard. And you need to go to
www.
Well done. I didn't even point then, and you didn't even look up. KentWomenInBusiness.co.uk. And this is a great day. We've been before, haven't we, Natty?
I'm going.
Are you?
I'm going. I've already booked.
Have you? I haven't. You saw me speak the last time I went, didn't you?
Yeah, I left it for one or two.
Okay.
I'll go again.
Excellent. Oh, I might book in then as well. We could have a lunch.
We could have lunch.
Lunch. But it's great. Women in Business Networking Lunch. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Pleasure.
I need to tell you about the next Grow Kent event, which is taking place on Tuesday the 26th of June at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes Hotel. That's the Maidstone and Medway Business Show. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the business tab, and all the details are there for you to find out about it. It's a free event to attend, so do go along to that. I've just noticed it's on a Tuesday. That's going to make life difficult.
What is?
This event.
Excellent.
Well, are you chairing it?
I'm supposed to be chairing it, but I'm not going to be, am I, because I'm here.
No, you're going to be here.
Well, I can run the business bunker.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, funnily enough, Amanda was mentioning that last night when she told me we were going on holiday. And I've never missed a show in 10 years, so I was going...
Here we go, here we go.
Then. You can go on a Tuesday afternoon.
That's exactly what I said. We'll be going Tuesday afternoon and coming back on Monday then. And she went, no, Bird can do the show.
Did she?
She did.
Trouble is, thanks. She's booked it, you're already off.
I don't ever have any time. I'm worse than him, ain't I? That's horrific.
And on that note,
yes,
that brings us to the end of another show.
Where did it go?
I know, time really does go quickly, doesn't it?
It is.
Let me tell you what's coming up on channelradio.co.uk later on today. At 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, with his stripy socks, with a couple of hours of music and celebrity interviews. And then we have a fairly new show, Mr. James LaSalle, former keyboard player of Cockney Rebel, with his world music show from 9 to 11. And then, as always, on a Tuesday...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two...
Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
As always, we finish off with the wonderful Mr. Boy George with a Club Culture show at 11 o'clock here on Channel Radio. I just had a message from Amanda. She says, fine, we'll go on holiday without you.
Me?
No, without me.
I thought she wanted to take me. I thought, excellent.
Well, she probably does now.
I've always liked Amanda. She's a very assertive lady.
Yeah, she probably does now. Do you know, I've a good mind not to read out about her show now.
Living the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Living the dream.
Anyway, you can listen to Amanda when she does the Business Bunker Extra Show this Friday from 11 till 12. And her co-host is the lovely Molly Moodle of Molly Moodle Media. And her guest this week is Tanya Emery. Tanya Emery. So that's the Business Bunker Extra Show, 11 o'clock on Friday here on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. That just leaves me to say a huge thank you to our guests for today, the lovely Nicola.
Thank you.
That's okay. I was trying to plan how to plot my way through this in terms of diligence PM, four roles, four goals, and Ebbsfleet consultant and everything else that you do.
Yeah, but hopefully with Four Roles, Four Goals being what it is and how many people it is going to help.
Yep. We'll concentrate on that.
Yeah.
So it's the lovely Nicola with Four Roles for Goals and Anna Dean also helping with Four Roles for Goals. Thank you so much for being on the show today. For Annette Bunn of Rift Accounting, for
pleasure,
joining us
as
once
always.
Again. And for introducing us to the lovely Catherine Rowe from Tandem Media.
Thank you very much.
And Bird.
All right.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
So that brings us to the end of another show. And we will be back with you next week for another Business Bunk show.
Have a fabulous week,
and we'll see you all soon.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.